Conversely, they're, to make it slightly easier for them, their two rivals right above and right behind them do play each other. Liverpool, Spurs, followed by Spurs playing Newport in the FA Cup. But then the match of the season for Spurs, playing Arsenal at home.
Yeah.
Followed by playing Juve away in the Champions League. So Spurs have a very difficult next 2 weeks coming up.
Yeah.
But also, these are the games Spurs relish. This time of the season when they don't have that many injuries, the squad seems to be gelling well, they just beat Manchester United and beat them easily.
Yeah.
They are like, bring on Liverpool. This is the difference between the confidence. Chelsea going and facing relegation battles. Because they lost to Bournemouth, they're like, ooh, we don't know about these teams. Whereas Spurs are facing the likes of Liverpool and Arsenal going, yeah, come on, man. We can do this. We want to get these guys out. And this is why it's good for Spurs to be playing these teams now. And I know it sounds counterintuitive, but that's the way I feel like the headspace is at Spurs at the moment.
Yeah, I agree with you. Like, Spurs should have that confidence. They do look like it. Harry Kane is just flying on top of the world.
Eriksen is having probably the best season of his career.
I mean, that's signs that Spurs are... Yeah, say this is the time they want to be facing these hard games because everything's going right, everything's clicking.
Yeah.
It's just, without really looking like they're trying too much, it's flowing so well. So that's the sort of time when you want to be hitting that. And as you say, Liverpool's not necessarily, whilst Liverpool's not been running bad at the moment, they're not necessarily looking as good as they were, say, pre-Christmas or through the Christmas break.
Yep.
Arsenal always, in the last couple of years,
they've struggled to beat Spurs.
They've struggled to beat Spurs. This is the sort of time where they've always struggled.
And they're
going to
face Spurs at Wembley, which is probably the only thing that's working in Arsenal's favour there, because Spurs are terrible at Wembley.
Yes.
But I think they may have broken their Wembley hoodoo by beating United at Wembley. This is the game. Like, if they can beat Liverpool, Spurs will literally be telling every top six team they face that, come, we don't care. We're not afraid of going away and playing you. And we're not, definitely not, because all games are away games for us this season, pretty much, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
So they are, they have nothing to lose, and nobody expected them to make a top four. So I feel like the prediction making now, Spurs can get up to third. Chelsea will finish fourth to go with the two Manchester teams at the top. I feel like Arsenal will push up to fifth place again.
Yeah, and Liverpool drop the six.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing. I have faith in Chelsea that we'll jump up into at least second. I think, that's probably about the highest we can get. I don't think anybody's going
to... Nobody's pretending to go to first, even...
So I think we could actually get to second. Let's say we've got those two games against City, against United. I think if we can... We've got the lead-up where if things start clicking, everything will be fine. We'll beat Barcelona, beat the Manchester clubs.
Yep.
And then it's... Once we got through that, it becomes a much gentler ride. And there's still tough teams to play because of its gentler ride, but you've got through that tough bit.
Yeah. If they can make that tough bit, Chelsea can definitely be second. Yeah. If they beat the two Manchester clubs back-to-back, for example, they're definitely favourite for second place. Or at least beat one and draw the other.
Yeah, so at least take 4 points away from those two games. Then I'd put us... in prime contention.
And after that tough game against Juve, Spurs have Crystal Palace away, Huddersfield at home, and before facing Juve in their home leg, followed by a game against Bournemouth away. So it doesn't get much easier for Spurs. They've got a tough group of games, but once again, it's about momentum, and I feel like Spurs have it. And they've got the squad.
With Spurs, I feel, because they've got that momentum, that those... games aren't going to be quite as tough, though. They're against, those teams that are, yes, it's relegation battle, but it's, I feel Spurs with that, you say with that confidence stuff, it's not going to be as big a deal. They're going to be a lot easier on it.
They won't
have as much troubles. They might drop a couple of points here and there with draws, but sometimes when you're playing away to, those sort of teams, especially the ones that perhaps shouldn't be in the relegation battle, but just are because of the way the top six are going, You know, you can drop a point here or there.
That's the Spurs' thing that they need to be careful of. I fully expect the team to be coming gunning up for their big games against top six teams, and they will play for Champions League games as well. So I don't expect them to lose those games necessarily. And obviously, they're not going to win all of them, but they'll definitely, I think, get the better of those runs. But they don't want to fall into the trap of the Chelsea team's pre-Abramovic, which, as you recall, would play brilliantly against top five teams and then draw too many, like that.
The
season that United won the triple, the Chelsea had only lost three games. Yeah. And United had lost five. So that tells you exactly what was wrong with Chelsea. Like, they didn't lose games, they just dropped too many points. Yeah.
We so many times drawing against teams in the bottom five all the time. And especially, I think it may have even been two seasons, like, before, it would have been, like, 2001, 2002. So often, we'd beat United, beat Arsenal, beat Liverpool, draw to the bottom team, lose to the bottom team. Yeah. You can almost guarantee it by looking at what place the team was, whether we'd win, lose, or draw. And it was basically inverse to the table. If it's the top four, win. Bottom four, lose. Through the middle, draw.
Yep.
It was just it. It was crazy.
Yep, absolutely. To follow up from Spurs, we've got the third London club in our top six, which is Arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
And they might be the fourth London club in our top six. Top five we've done so far. Now the Arsenal at the moment are have got Man City after in the Community Cup, followed by Man City in the Premiership, which is once again. And then they play Brighton away. A game they should win because Arsenal have not been losing to the weenies, as we should call. This season.
Brighton's doing
reasonably well. Yeah. So Brighton at home, it's a game they can definitely be away with a point, and they should be trying to win. They play Watford at home and then Leicester away, another difficult game in March. So Arsenal, because they have no Champions League, this is it. They've only got those four games in the next 4 months. So that's what gives them hope. Like, their injured players can recover. If they lose that Community Shield game, like, that's one thing they don't have to worry about again for the rest of the season. If they win, okay, fine. They might win a trophy. And that's obviously important for Arsenal. But I can't see them beating Manchester City back-to-back. And if I were an Arsenal fan, I'd rather win the Premiership game than the Community Shield game.
But you know that means they'll win the Community Shield.
Yeah, Community Cup, sorry.
Super Community Cup. So they'll take the silverware there and then lose in the Premiership.
Yeah. Then they play Brighton and Watford. So it's an easy month. And then it's almost like a month, you could say, that they're kind of resting and then they'll go in. So this is why I think Arsenal can make it to that fifth place. And maybe even fourth, depending on how badly the guys above them play. Because they don't have that fixture crowd.
Yes, no, that is in Arsenal's favour, is that they are a much less congested fixture list. I mean, they've still got Europa League games in there, but still, it doesn't quite look as
they're as playing bad. The likes of Osterfunds in Europa League versus teams like Spurs, who are playing Juve, and Liverpool, who are playing Porto.
And Chelsea, who are playing Barcelona.
Yeah. This is not... it's not really comparable.
No.
And so this is why it's difficult to see to judge Arsenal, because the fixture list does give them that edge, and every team above them are pretty much playing in the Champions League.
Yeah.
To be fair, this is Arsenal's to lose. They should get a top four spot given their fixture list.
Yeah,
but I feel like they won't.
No, I feel the same. I feel like fifth or sixth will be where they end up.
Yeah,
just because, and it's a little bit just of how Arsenal have gone in the last few years. Of for whatever reason, it doesn't really feel like they're really trying to get to first. Like, they're not really competing to be first. They're competing to be fourth.
Yeah.
And now, so, sort of feels that aiming at fourth has meant that they've slipped to fifth and sixth.
Yeah,
and
well, to be fair, last season Arsenal, finishing fifth, they finished up ahead of Manchester United at sixth. So, that showed you how competitive last season was.
Oh, yeah. It has been because that competitiveness has... It's no longer...
The emergence of Spurs and Liverpool permanently being in that... Competing in that top four has changed how... Like, it is a top six.
It is a top six. Yes. And even...
And Arsenal, others... I think, are aiming for winning the Europa Cup. Europa League to qualify for the Champions League. Look, this is the goal now for English teams. We have to take the Europa Cup, Europa League seriously. Winning the Europa League, if nothing else, means that England gets enough coefficients to keep having four teams in the competition, which they're not in danger of losing, but that just means you are more likely to keep it. I think if teams like your Arsenals and Liverpool's and Spurs, when they play in the Europa League, actually take it seriously and are trying to win it because they're thinking this might be our only way. This might be, we have to do this. This is our backup to potentially not qualifying for the Champions League. Then, yeah, it's going to be difficult for teams from other countries because I don't think teams like Malaga or Schalke in the Bundesliga and etc. are going to find it easy to beat the likes of Arsenal and Liverpool when these guys are actually taking these competitions seriously. This is their backup premiership. Like, they can... They're okay with not being in the Community Shield or FA Cup because they don't... That doesn't get them to... And heck, if they finish fifth, they are in the Europa League next season anyway, so...
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, as you say, if you aim for top four, you can't get that. Get fifth to get into the Europa League. Take the Europa League seriously, you're in the Champions League this year following. So you take a hit for 1 year and you can get there the next.
And if you, because let's face it, even if you end up sixth, the chances of you have to, it will mean that one of the teams above you don't win the FA Cup or the Community Shield. But that's just so unlikely. So like, otherwise, you are going to be in the Europa League, right?
So even maybe seventh, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Seventh has got the slightly less, you know, it requires one winner of one of the two cups not to be the top four. So, I mean, that could happen, but more likely than both the cups not going to top four or top five teams. Yeah. So seventh is a little bit more shaky on it, but still.
More than likely. When was the last... It's so unheard of that we're... Yeah. I can't even think... when was the last time we even had a top... someone outside the top four? Win one of the cups.
Who would do it? A couple of years back, someone did it, but I can't remember. Like 3 or 4 years back now.
Yeah, I mean, and before that, it was Portsmouth in 2004.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So, like, it's a once a decade thing.
Yes. It is really much a once a decade thing.
It's like, it's more common than Leicester winning the Premiership, but Leicester winning, that's not saying much. But yeah, absolutely. Finishing sixth is okay for Arsenal if they can win the Europa League, and that is what they should focus on. That's what United realised they needed to focus on.
Yeah, so that was United's pathway last year, and I feel like Arsenal will aim at that this year too. I mean, give them a couple of good results and things might change.
I mean, they should also, if this is going to be their plan, like if they know they're not going to make a top four, they should focus on Community Shield because, heck, if nothing else, that guarantees them a Europa League spot next season if they can't win the Europa League.
Yeah. I feel like they will win that one. I had that feeling that City won't take it quite as seriously as Arsenal do.
I feel like City want to do the quadruple.
I mean,
they're sick of hearing United fans going about, yeah, you're good and all, but have you won a triple? Have you won a triple?
I mean, there is a stake in the game for City, and that is the quadruple, And that would be one way for them to look across the Manchester at their cross-town rivals and be like, oh, you did the triple, did you? Good for you. Did you get all four? No, not all four? Oh, well, I guess stuff.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
But let's be fair, Community Shield, Community Cup is the one that they can lose and still go, look, we got the triple, that's just as good as United's triple.
Yeah, That's the one people actually care about.
Yeah. So, yeah, Arsenal, like I said, they should do well enough to get a top four spot, but I feel like they won't. I feel like Spurs are ascendant, and I don't see Chelsea losing enough to give Arsenal the point to let Arsenal catch up. But I do see Liverpool potentially dropping, especially if they stay in the Champions League. And so they could definitely, Arsenal could definitely go ahead and push up to that fifth spot place and, heck, win Europa League. I'm calling it now. Arsenal, win it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I think, yeah. Arsenal, Europa League, that's their spot. That's something they could do. I feel there's 8 points to fourth place for Arsenal. I just feel like in this sort of league at the moment, it is...
Too much?
Too much. Yep. It is possible, I mean...
And they don't have the momentum that Spurs have to catch up. Like, Spurs are only 5 points behind United. But they were 8 points behind...
They're a lot further back.
They were. But this is the thing. They've got momentum on their side. Yeah, Arsenal, but don't necessarily have that. But heck, their new players are coming in. They can gently ease them in in the next couple of months. And yeah, there's really... and that fixture list is very, very kind to them, as we've said.
Yeah.
So they'll definitely... though, to be fair, it's a bit misleading when we look at it, because Arsenal is... If they beat Östersunds, which they should, they will go to... They will have a Europa Cup fixture there somewhere.
Somewhere, a bit later on, in the early March area, sort of. So, yeah, I mean, there is extra things to go in there at some point as they march through the Europa League.
Yep.
But, yeah. It's still a reason, as you say, though they'll be getting to the more
business end.
They'll start of the European League, where they'll have a bit more competition and things.
But because of the way they're seeded, they're probably not going to face another club from another top four country, like one of the top four UEFA coefficient countries. They might face a champion, a team that's dropped off from the Champions League, but unlikely, once again, because of the way the seeding works. Their worst nightmare would be potentially facing a club like Ajax.
Yeah.
Or, not specifically Ajax, but a club like Ajax. I mean, or something like, or a club like, FC Rennes from France or something like that. That would be very unlikely, but they could face a club like that. They're unlikely to face a team from Germany or Italy or Spain or a Champions League dropping team in the next...
I suppose the other thing that might be worse than looking here, there's still a few like Russian teams or Eastern European teams, so they could face...
I see. The clubs they want to avoid until they reach the semis are people like Atletico Bilbao, Napoli, Lyon.
Yeah. They're the actual...
Atletico Madrid...
I was just thinking Lokomotiv Moscow and CSKA Moscow, Red Star Belgrade. Well, it's not a problem from a sporting point of view for Arsenal as such, it's still a long trip. And so you add that in there somewhere and that could make...
At that point, if they're not really focusing on the Premiership, it's fine.
Yeah. A bit of it means on the... But it's on their focus.
Arsenal aren't getting relegated, right? So they don't need to, and they're not making top four. So let's not worry. They're not going to worry about.
I'm just thinking more of it from a
pride perspective,
and from a momentum perspective.
Yep.
If you start getting tired, and then you start dropping games, then losing becomes a habit, and then those critical Europa games, and
that's true. Like United did it by being terrible in the Premiership last season. But their run up in the Europa League is what got them through.
Yeah.
And, like, the Community Shield. Those were the games they got their momentum from.
Yeah.
But either way, feel like the team that's going to feel the most hard done by at the end of the season will probably be Liverpool if they drop out of the top four, like both you and I predict.
Yeah.
Because they'll probably make Europa, though, so that's still okay. That's not going to be too bad for them next season.
I
can't see them not make the Europa.
No, I can't. Given that... City or Arsenal will win the Community Cup, and then one of the top four will win the FA Cup for sure.
Yep.
Arsenal likely, we're sort of calling it that they're going to win the Europa Cup this year, so they won't. So they'll be taking a Champions League slot anyway, so I assume that will that allows for a, that England still has one that just bumps down where England's spot comes from anyway.
No, it doesn't affect the Europa League at all.
But I mean, it's if Arsenal came fifth.
No, no, they get five teams like with this season.
Yeah, but what I mean is the Europa League spot would then be sixth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, for Liverpool, I don't see them sliding.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I apologise. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Absolutely right. Yeah. Not going to be like Man United last season, who were sixth and got into the Champions League. And the two teams, above, like there's like Arsenal above them, who were in the Europa.
No, say Liverpool at least are going to have some European...
Oh, they're definitely going to have European. I know. I feel given how the loss of personnel in the team, Liverpool are not going to be fans, which can't be too unhappy about that.
No.
And look, let's face it. They don't at the moment. Until a bit more of a squad build up is made, and Klopp kind of has a team he can really work with. Liverpool are going to have these sort of seasons where they do really well one season and then try to build up on that other season, and then they'll have to sell players because Liverpool need to sell good players to kind of stay afloat.
Yeah.
Much like Spurs will probably have to sell good players as well to finance their stadium.
Yeah. Well, I see there's big links. Once again, Kane has been linked with Real Madrid.
Well, okay.
Not that unusual.
If Kane... Look, if Neymar is 200 million, like, Harry Kane is at least 150 million. Like,
yeah.
I laughed at that figure because, like, I actually spoke with my cousin and we were talking about what should United do. And then he was just like, oh, look, we should give Spurs... we should trade Lukaku to Spurs for Kane and give them 150 million. And both me and my other cousin, they laughed our heads off. And he was like, no, it's going to be at least 150 million, you know, blah, blah, blah. And we're like, dude, 150 million is way too low for Harry Kane with Lukaku.
Yeah, with Lukaku, definitely.
At which point he was like, oh, okay, fair enough. We were like, at that deal, at least we feel like it's a, you know, we feel like it, you can't, because it's going to Man United, it'll be at least, it needs to be at least 175 million because it's going to a direct rival who's playing him. Whereas, maybe, yes, Real Madrid could give an equivalent type of player, like, okay, they're giving you, Benzema, for example, not necessarily going to be Benzema, and 150 million. Yeah, that Spurs will take that from Real Madrid, I think. But yeah, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you very much for listening. I love being back, and we'll hopefully give you some more podcasts about the World Cup this year, and maybe even some cricket.
Ooh, cricket.
Anyways, not promising anything though.
Not promising.
Yeah. Thanks very much.
See you next time.